thought for today. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off the goal. When we go to sleep at night, do we prepare ourselves for a night of wonderment and magic and great experiences, or do we just, in our tiredness, just close our eyes and take what comes? When we go to sleep at night, in our tiredness, do we just close our eyes and take what comes? In our tiredness at night when we go to sleep, do we just close our eyes and take what comes? All too often that's true. All too often when we go to sleep at night, we just close our eyes and take what comes. Sometimes we have lovely dreams and magic and wonder, and sometimes we have dreams that are not so pleasant. Dreams of experiences that have happened, but we ourselves exacerbate those dreams. We build them up into something that they are truly not. We take our imagination and we make them into some ogre, into some terrible thing. We make them into an obstacle. We make them into something very frightful. And then we wonder why we have terrible dreams. We wonder why we have nightmares. Children often have nightmares. And nightmares are merely uncontrolled dreams, uncontrolled thinking, uncontrolled experiences. We all have all too many uncontrolled experiences. We have the privilege right now of living our life in such purity, wonder, and beauty that all the obstacles are removed. Now you say, well, that would not be a very exciting life, would it, if all the obstacles are removed? That's true. All the obstacles, in a frightful way, are removed. And all of the experiences that challenge us and that build us in character and in who we really are and our virtues, they stand forth. You see, the opportunity of our life, the opportunity of our dreams, the opportunity of our wakeful time, is all just a matter of seeing what we do with our thought, of seeing what we create in our life as an important experience. Now, what do we create in our life as an important experience? Do we create in our life as an important experience something that is beautiful and lovely? Or do we create in our life something that is not so beautiful and not so lovely? It's all a matter of our choice. I want to learn how to be a fine gentleman. I want to learn how to be a fine gentleman. And so I practice being a gentleman. And people sometimes laugh at me as I'm learning how to be a gentleman, learning what I think a gentleman does, learning how a gentleman has honor and how a gentleman has goals, how a gentleman is gentle, how a gentleman treats women, how a gentleman treats men, how a gentleman treats himself. Now, these are obstacles to learning. They are real tough ones to figure out how this is, because everyday life doesn't give me too much of an opportunity here. Everyday life is an activity of people who are having obstacles that are frightening to them, obstacles that are limiting to them, obstacles that are hurtful to them. And that's not much fun at all. Well, I would like the obstacles to be growing, valuable experiences that get me a vision of who I am. I just ran across a memo on the internet this morning, and the lady had taken a quote from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, and in it, it is said, I can't believe that, said Alice. Can't you? The Queen said in a pitying tone. Try again. Take a long, deep breath and shut your eyes. Alice laughed. There's no use trying, she said. I can't believe in impossible things. I dare say you haven't had much practice, said the Queen. When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. Well, what about you and me? Do we spend time dreaming impossible things? Now, it doesn't mean that we're dreaming dumb things or dreaming things that are of no value to anybody, but we're dreaming things that are wonderful. We're dreaming things that are exciting. We're dreaming things that give us a lot of wonderment and a lot of thought. Hey, that is most interesting. That is kind of wonderful to pay attention to. And what is it that we dream? What is it? What are these impossible things? Well, the impossible thing might be, but today I'm going to fly to the moon. Well, that is the most stupid thing in the world. Today, I'm going to go to work with my dad. And my dad works in a very busy office. He works in an office that is very sophisticated, and children are not allowed in the office. I'm going to cook a cake with my mother. I'm going to learn how to bake a cake. Well, mother does not want anyone in the kitchen while she's working. She always closes the door and says, now, I am in my masterpiece time, and this is what I'm doing today. Well, what happens? What happens? As we speak these words for these impossible things, Dad comes and says, well, I tell you what, today is Children's Day at the office. Ha ha! Never heard such thing in my life. Silly thing I've ever thought, but it's Children's Day in the office. And every one of us are supposed to bring our children. And I'm an executive in the office, and if I don't bring my children, they're going to think that I'm not cooperating with the program. They're going to think that I'm not doing what the program is requiring for me to do. And so I have to bring you children into the office and let you see what I'm doing and let you see what an office is like. Ray, 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 an impossible thing that has already come about. And in just such a way. Well, I am going to go to the moon, I said. That's an impossible thing. Certainly, it's a crazy thing. And so what do? I turn on television. And there is the moonshot. And I mentally jump right into that moonshot. And I see myself riding up in the rocket. I see myself in the spaceship, zipping into outer space. I see myself in just moments shooting out into space. And I see myself landing on the moon with a landing craft. And I see myself walking around there, just like the astronauts. Because I am there. I'm so excited about this. Well, that's not really doing it. Well, it is doing it. The next thing to doing it is putting yourself into the right conditions to do it. Now, if you'd like to physically do it, then just think yourself into it. If you thought of the impossible dream, then all of a sudden there it was on the television right in front of your eyes. Marvelous, wasn't it? You see, we have all these dreams. We have all these wonderful things that happen to us, but we say they can't be done. We say they're impossible. Well, with the Queen, let us think of 6 impossible things before breakfast. Let us think of 6 wonderful things that we like to do every day. Impossible, well, they're only impossible to someone who hasn't thought about them, to someone who hasn't put them in motion for themselves and thought, hey, that would be lots of fun. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off the goal. Now, what is the goal? Is my goal to go to the moon? Is my goal to bake a cake with my mom? Oh yeah, I forgot about that, didn't we? Mom says, kids, today I'm going to give you all a treat. I want you to come in the kitchen with me while I bake my cake. Wow! Never did that before in my life. Why, yes, come on now. I was talking to my psychologist, and my psychologist said, I'm not spending enough time with my children in meaningful time, in quality time, and so I'm going to spend some quality time with you. So come into the kitchen and let us learn together. And Mom is always so officious. She's always so busy and so doing her thing, and she programs each thing, a minute here, and a minute there, and a minute this, and a minute that, and you know, sometimes it's just a little tough to get lovey-dovey with a mom who is so a minute here, a minute there, but wow, here, we're going to bake a cake together. So we all gather in the kitchen. We go out in the kitchen, and Mother has not done one thing, and she says, all right, children, we're going to do it together. Now, Where do we get the bull? And you'll say, what's up there in the cupboard? All right, Jimmy, you get up on the chair there, and you get the bowl down. Okay, now where do we have the flour? Where do we have the baking powder? Where do we have all of the items that we're going to make the cake with? And so each one of the children has a chore of finding where that is, and bringing out the box, and bringing out a bowl in which to put it in. And then, little by little, the measuring cups are out, and the bowls are out, the butter is out, all the things that are going to go into this glorious cake. And Mother says, now, okay, let's sit around this rolling table here in the middle of the kitchen and get your bar stools there and sit there comfortable. Now, each one of you is going to have a job. Now, Mary, how much of butter should I put into the bowl? And Mary says, I don't know. Well, here is the recipe for the cake in my recipe book. Oh, Mom, can we look in your recipe book? You always said we should not touch your recipe. It's okay. You can touch it when I'm here. Now, which kind of cake do you want? Chocolate cake? You want angel food cake? What kind of cake do you want? And, oh, an angel food cake. Oh, that would be so good. And so we look up angel food cake in the recipe book. And then the next thing you know, all right, so what does it say in the recipe book about angel food cake? Well, it says that it has to be made with a lot of love because it's a cake of the angels. All right. Well, we got enough lovers around here to make that cake, so let's all get busy. Now, Philip, how much does it say we should put in there? It says we should put in 2 tablespoons of butter. Okay. Who's in charge of the butter? All right, Annette, you put in the 2 tablespoons of butter. You take your finger and you push it off the tablespoon. But are your hands all clean? Did everybody wash their hands before they came in here? Yes, 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 we did what you told us. All right, then you can take your finger and you push it right off into the bowl. Okay, and with each item, Mother gently went with the children from step to step, putting it into the bowl and taking the beater and beating it. She could have taken the electric beater, but she didn't want the children fooling with the electric beater. That comes later. She wanted the children to use the hand beater. And so they used the whisk, and they beat the materials together and made them fluffy and bright, adding milk and adding all the substances that gave it a real wholesome feeling. And in no time at all, it was ready. Now it's ready, she said. Gee, Mom, that was quick. Yeah, it doesn't take long when you got all the helpers I have today. And so then she said, now we take this wonderful cake and we pour it in the angel food pan. An angel food pan? I didn't know we had that. Sure we do. And Mother says, okay, Marianne, you go and get the angel food pan out. And Marianne goes under the sink and she finds the angel food pan and she brings it out. How come it's under the sink, Mommy? Why isn't it with the rest of the pans under the stove? Well, it's a pan we don't use very often. So I keep it down there because then it's out of the way, but it's still available. Oh, Mommy, you're so smart. And so the cake is poured into the angel food pan. And then it is gently, lovingly put into the oven. And Philip reads the instructions and finds out how long it should be in the oven. And they learn how to turn the oven on to that exact amount. And the electric oven just comes on perfectly. And then Mother says, all right, now it's going to take so long for it to bake. How long is it, Philip? It's going to take 3/4 an hour. 3/4 an hour, that's a long time. Are you sure that's what it says? That's what it said, Mommy. Well, then you believe the recipe. Now, let's all sit here around the table now and remember what we did. Okay, it's going to bake now. All right, Philip, what did we put in the cake? And Philip read the ingredients. Marianne, what did you do? I went under the sink to get the pan. Now, all of you, you know exactly what you did. Now, the next time we bake, the next time, oh, wow, good, wonderful. Yes, the next time we bake a cake, we'll all change places and each do something different. And pretty soon, we'll all have done all of the things it takes to make the cake and we'll have learned how to do it right and we'll have shown each other exactly how to do it. And that's fun. Gosh, Mom, this is wonderful. this is wonderful. Mom, you're so wonderful. Mom, you're the... And on the story goes. Yes, when we make an obstacle out of frightful things, you see, when you take your eyes off the goal, then the frightful things become real. However, when you look at these frightful things and say, hey, let's make them fun, then the things become fun and a joy. And all those obstacles are no longer there. And the goal of the cake, the goal of happiness, the goal of a good night's sleep, they're all right there. And about that good night's sleep, before you go to sleep each night, before I go to sleep each night, I think, what would I like to dream about tonight? What wonderful ideas would I like to share in my thinking time tonight? Where would I like to go in my quiet time tonight as I am one with myself? Where would I like, what would I like to do? And then every time I ask that question, the divine in me pops up and says, let's do this. And I say, yes, let's do that. And we are off into the magic land of doing that, because that is just what it's all about. That's just what it's all about in our thought for today. Listening, following, and having the time of our life being within. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.